Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available for you online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Alice Stewart.
And I'm Mike Pesca, sitting in for Luke Burbank. Coming up, a 26-year-old fashion phenom. I know a lot of 26-year-olds who like fashion. Oh, I get it. She designs fashion.
Oh, yes.
Tapped to bring her high-end line to Target this holiday season. But first, our fact phenom, Rachel Martin, for today's headlines.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. A spokesman for the Pakistani Army today announced that President General Pervez Musharraf will step down as Army Chief and take an oath as a civilian president on Thursday. The embattled leader has faced international and domestic pressure to take off his military uniform and surrender the emergency rule he imposed earlier this month. Opposition against Musharraf continues to mount. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif said today he would not lead a government under current President Musharraf. Sharif returned to Pakistan Sunday after spending 8 years in exile and was greeted at the airport by cheering supporters. Sharif was ousted in a 1999 military coup by Musharraf. He said he's returned to help end what he's calling Musharraf's dictatorship. Nawaz Sharif tried to come back to Pakistan less than 3 months ago, but Musharraf ordered him deported a few hours after the exiled leader landed in Pakistan. Sharif has registered to run in January's national elections, but he says he will boycott the poll unless Musharraf surrenders his emergency powers. That's something Musharraf has refused to say when might happen. Over to Washington now. Reports say Republican Senator Trent Lott of Mississippi is expected to resign from office today. According to reports, the Senate's number two Republican will make the announcement today from his home state. Lott becomes the sixth Senate Republican this year to announce retirement. Lott was elected as a Senate's Republican whip last year. It was redemption for the senator. 5 years ago, he was ousted as the party's Senate leader for controversial remarks about segregation he made in 2002 at a birthday party for Senator Strom Thurmond. Lott is expected to step down before the end of the year. About a month after announcing an investment partnership with Microsoft, Facebook has made another high-powered friend, ABC News. The social networking site and ABC have formally established a partnership that will allow Facebook members to electronically follow ABC reporters, view reports, and participate in polls and debates. To highlight their new relationship, the two companies are expected to announce today that they're jointly sponsoring presidential debates in New Hampshire on January 5th, 3 days before the primary election there. And finally, a little movie news for you. A princess trying to make her way through the hard streets of New York topped the box office over the weekend. Enchanted took in $50 million, one of the best Thanksgiving weekend scores ever, says Variety. Coming in number two was the debut of This Christmas, bringing in over $27 million. Beowulf conquered the number three spot with $23.3 million in its second week. Newcomers August Rush and The Mist came in near the bottom of the heap in seventh and eighth, respectively. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.